Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a love song. I'm going to make it. That's what we got to tell ourselves today, because we truly believe it. Do you believe you're going to make it? Ups, down, trials, tribulation, I'm going to make it. Pat yourself on the back. Encourage yourself as David did. And tell yourself today, I'm going to make it. Jesus is a love song. Do you keep hearing him talking to you? Regardless of how your situation looks, you still can just see him showing you brighter days. You may not be where you want it to be, but you have a vision that he has shown you where he's going to take you places. The where you're at today is not where you're always going to be. It's just a love song, his personal love song to you. Today we're going to be talking about exactly the same thing, seeing something, believing something, before it actually, the manifestation is there before you. Elijah had to do it. Elijah believed in the word. He knew what God was said he would do in certain circumstances, and he stood on God's word. Even though the manifestation was not there yet, he still continued to stand there. There's a cloud as small as a man's hand rising. There's something. You may need the rain in your life over all the heat right now that's going on. Need a little something that's going to cool it off for you. Just allow you to just be at peace for a moment. It doesn't matter what size it is. The cloud that Elijah's servant saw started out just a small size of a man's hand. But it multiplied to do the job that needed to be done to bring rain at the time that he had prayed for it. Hallelujah. And just the same in your life. Our scripture tonight is coming from the Old Testament, the Tanakh. 1 Kings 18, verse 43. 1 Kings 18, starting at verse 43. And it said, "Go and look towards the sea," he told his servant. And he went up and looked. "There is nothing there," he said. Seven times Elijah said, go back. The seventh time the servant reported, a cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea. So Elijah said, go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariots and go down before the rain stops you. Again, so Elijah said, go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Verse 45, meanwhile the sky grew black with clouds, the winds rose, and a heavy rain came on, and Ahab rode off to Lazaria. The power of the Lord came upon Elijah, and tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. You know what? That is exactly where you're at right now. That small cloud produced a lot of rain. Even before you see your manifestation, some of you, I see you right now, you're still standing. You're already preparing for the rain in your life. You're already preparing for the brighter days in your life. Even though you can't see it right now, you're already preparing for it. Even when it was just a small, the cloud was just the size of a man's hand. It emphasized as small as a man's hand. Elijah started to prepare for it. He went ahead and told him, his servant said, run ahead. Tell Ahab, go ahead and get out of here now before you can't get out of here because of the rain is coming. My prayers is being answered. Go ahead and prepare yourself and walk like you're healed before you even can see the healing because your prayers is going to be answered. Go ahead and prepare to move and get yourself into that position that God has already showed you. Because in his timing, it is going to be answered. And start walking like that. Start walking in favor. Start living in favor. Go ahead and consider yourself as a non-smoker. Although you still may be struggling right now and have a cigarette in your mouth as it is. Go ahead and consider yourself as a non-smoker. Because it's going to happen for you. Just keep on trying. Just keep on trying. It doesn't matter how many times you fall, as long as you get up. And every time you fall, you shouldn't fall as far down as you did before because you're still trying on the same battle, so you learn a little something on your way up each time. For example, you look around and see who's with you every time you fall. Maybe the people that is walking beside you are pulling you down. Maybe all the time you're not stumbling on your own, but someone's pulling you down. Maybe you need to change the company that you keep. Your prayers are going to be answered. That small cloud right now is getting ready to produce some major things in your life. Don't let the enemy fool you and lie to you and tell you because it's small, you need a big miracle. This wouldn't even help you. Believe in the power of the Lord. He'll do it however he wants to do it. And he wants to do favor in your life. And when he does it, no one else is ever going to be able to take credit for it. Because they're going to be able to say, there's no way that anything that small could produce something this large. Somebody may be telling you right now the cancer is just eating up your body. But the Holy Spirit said that I can just blow healing into your nostrils. As a matter of fact, he told us that we are healed. He said, by my stripes, you are healed. You were healed. It's already there. You just got to learn to receive it. Now we got to follow through the footsteps of receiving it. God is a good God, not just today, not just yesterday, also tomorrow. He's right now in our present. He presents you with a present, the right now. I thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for your power, your love, your joy. May your word just penetrate our hearts and just wash some things clean for us right now, dear Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. Thank you for accepting us into your kingdom. We invite you to take part, dear Father. Just control our lives and be in our minds. You determine what we're to allow to stay in our minds and what we're allowed to just keep passing right on through. We ask blessings over Reggie as he prepares for surgery on Wednesday. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask blessings over the transportation and the travel mercies. Be over my mom and my brother T and any other family members as they travel to St. Louis to be with him as he goes through his surgery. Hallelujah. We know that you are a God who's just going to do more then remove the cancer from his body. But you're gonna heal his mind, and he's delivered, he's gonna be delivered, set free, totally, physically, mentally, emotionally, and he's gonna be able to run forward and do the work that you have him to do. Continue to do the work that he's doing for you right now, in new ways. Speak to his heart. Speak to his mind. Continue to heal my brother, the counselor, and dear Father, as you brought him through his hip surgery on last Wednesday. Praise be the name of the Lord. And every doctor that is involved in either one of the two, their families, everyone that's assistant technicians. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for hearing and answering their prayers. We ask you to go into the nursing homes and bless all and the sick and shut in and the ones that are in rehab recovering from your blessings. From your healing, for receiving your healing. We thank you for offering it, and I thank you for all of the ones who are receiving it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, this is your servant, Evangelist Von Dumas, full of the Holy Spirit, on fire for the Lord. The call-in number is 646-652-4916. And you can reach me personally, anyone at any time, by leaving a message here on the Blog Talk Radio. Or you can also email me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You need a little help with a Bible? You need some literature? Email me. I'll be more than happy to get something in your hands. Let's jump into our study, shall we? He says, go up now. Look towards the sea. That's what God is asking us to do. Go now. Look towards your brighter days. Keep your eye on what he's showing you, not what you're feeling right now. See, Elijah said to his servant, he said, go up now. Look towards the sea. So he went up and he looked and he said, there is nothing. And seven times Elijah said, go again. The seventh time that we just read through our scripture, the servant said, there is a cloud. How many times? He had to go back seven times. So when you look at yourself, and it may be different times as you say, the banker still turned me down, and I know God told me to go there. Don't give up. Don't get destroyed. Don't get disturbed. Don't bend down. Don't bow down to doing something that's going to be corrupt. I went on that job interview, and you say it still didn't pan out. Don't get enticed into doing something corrupt, doing something wrong. Because you said, time is running out. Time is against me. Remember, time is here for our sake. It's something that God has loaned to you. And he doesn't maneuver around time. He's an eternal God. So don't worry about time. You keep on doing what he tells you to do. And let him work it out however he wants to. So God, I'm just dependent on you, however you want to do it. I believe that you can do it. You know how your kids are when sometimes, especially when they're younger, they just believe that you can fix anything. They bring a toy to you, and it's all in about four or five different pieces, and they just get it to you. Daddy, fix it for me. Mommy, fix it for me. And they have that look in their eye that I knew if I could just get it to you. I know that you are the one. You can fix it for me. Oh, we got to get excited like that. We got to get that in our mindset. That we got to be able to, God, I live for you. God, I'm a tither, I follow your word. Hallelujah, fix it for me. This marriage is really draining me down. Fix it for me. Oh, my children is producing gray hairs all over here. I'm trying, and everything I try to do, it seems like they get worse instead of better. But God, fix it for me. I want to work. I want to get off of the system. I don't want nobody to be having to give to me. I want to get out there and work it on my own. I want to be able to feed my babies. I want to be able to support myself. I want to be able to support my family. That may be your prayer tonight. I invite you to come to him. Open your heart up and just say, God, fix it for me. Hallelujah. And you keep on praying until something happens. You push through it all until something happens. So after the seventh time, that's when the servant saw the cloud. And it wasn't a huge cloud. He came back and reported and said, there is a cloud. There is a cloud. Oh, hallelujah. There is a healing for you. There is an answer in your prayers, ladies and gentlemen. He said, there is a cloud. It's as small as a man's hand. It's rising out of the sea. Woo! So Elijah said, go up. Say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Notice four things in this story. First, you must look to God for your answer, not people. It says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. You've got to trust in God. So easy to get caught up in man. And you tell so many people about your problems, and you get on the internet, and you're so involved in what somebody else experienced when they had this problem. God's blessings is tailor-made for you. For you. Instead of talking so much to man and woman, trust in God. Again, it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Hallelujah. Everything around you may be in drought, but a man who trusts in the Lord has no worries. Everybody else that you know may have died from prostate cancers, but a man who trusts in the Lord has no worries in a year of drought. Never fails to bear fruit. So the first thing is you must look to God for your answers, not people. Your loved ones may try to tell you something, and they do it in the best of things, but you got to look to God. A man can't serve two gods. He will love one and hate the other. He will hate one and love the other. Hallelujah. Number two, you must keep believing what God says. Keep believing what God says. Again, Elijah kept getting the same negative report. They ran their report on you. They ran those tests on you over and over again. The same negative report he kept getting for six times. There is nothing. 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 But he kept believing. He kept believing God until finally, the seventh time, his servant said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. God had promised it was coming, so he just stood on God's word. I see you over there, ma'am, and you're trying, and loneliness is really creeping in up on you. And God has shown you that he has a mate for you. And everybody keeps preparing you to, you're going to be alone the rest of your life. And you know it's no fun sitting here being alone. You don't have nothing to do. Every place that you go that you're invited to, you're by yourself. And for some of us, it's no big deal. But for some people, they just feel like that they really need companion. Don't give up. Don't give up. God sees your desires. He knows your heart. So after the negative reports that you keep hearing, maybe you should separate yourself from that company. Get around some positive folk who wants to speak positive thoughts into your life to pray with you. That even though it looks like there is nothing or no one, that they're praying with you for something and that they're believing with you. That, oh, yes, there is something coming. There is someone coming. So even after his negative reports, he just kept believing in God. Because he knew that God had promised that it was coming. So he just stood on God's word. Just stood on God's word. Number three, you must not be influenced by those who don't share your vision. Everyone is not going to share your vision. Everyone does not want to see you succeed. That's the word for the president of the United States right now. That's the word for your governors over your state, your cities in each individual city, even your senators and leaders everyone does not want to see you succeed. Each individual household needs to look at that personally. You must not be influenced by those who don't share your vision. Sadly to say, there are spouses who do not want to see the other spouse succeed. There are leaders who are holding back people in their leadership because of various reasons. They're scared to lose the person because of their tithe that's going to be gone. Some people get hooked up on their own name and they don't want no one else's name to be more important than theirs. What's in a name? It is the word of God that we are called to deliver. That same word that will set the captives free. You're going to be accountable for everything that you say. Every person that you let hold you back or that you are holding back. You must not be influenced by those who don't share your vision. Elijah's servant kept saying, nothing is happening. But Elijah knew better. You can't be led by those who aren't in sync with you spiritually. They're not in sync with you spiritually. Where do you think they're going to lead you to? Where do you think that you are leading them to? Every leader, somebody is following you. Every now and then, you need to turn around and take a check and see who's still with me. Are we still in sync? And every follower, you got to make sure that your leader is in sync with the Lord. Because I don't care how prominent their name is. I don't care how much their name is known all around the world or even creation. How many books they've wrote, how many tapes they've made. It really doesn't matter. Because if they are not in sync with God, then you're following a loser. And there's no way that you're going to be in sync with the righteousness. If you're a leader, you're following behind a loser. So number one, you must look to God for your answer, not people. Number two, you must keep believing what God says. Number three, you must not those who don't share your vision. Number four, you must position yourself to receive. You must position yourself to receive. 1 Kings 18:42 says, he put his face between his knees. That's the birthing position. Today what you sense you is real. But if you don't get into position and if you don't push it, it won't happen. You got to push against opposition. You got to keep on going on those interviews. You got to keep on praying until you see something happen. You got to stay on your knees, still waiting and praying that your child is going to turn around and be set free of that drug, regardless of how bad it looks. You got to push your way through it. Get yourself in a position. Get yourself around people who's willing to push with you. Not those who's going to say, well, girl, if it was me and my man did that, I would leave. I would do this. I would do that. If they're not giving you an influence about, I would pray. I would seek godly counsel. Get yourself around it. Get out of that position. You're not in a birthing position. I'm not saying that every situation is going to work out, even if that marriage ends in a divorce. Stay in the position. Get yourself in the position for healing. Get yourself in the position to hear from God. Hallelujah. And if you do, God will bless you with abundance, according to 1 Kings 18:41. Reading from the New King James Version. If you do, God will bless you with abundance. Every success story begins with somebody taking a small step or sowing a small seed, which usually represents all they have at that moment. simply stated, everything big starts with something small. Everything big starts with something small. You listen to some of the most powerful people that we look at and think that, oh, they got it together. They all started somewhere that's small. They just didn't step out one day and become Oprahs and Bill Gates. They all started somewhere. Again, simply stated, everything big starts with something small. You may want to put that up on your mirror as you just, so you can remind yourself as you start your day. Because sometimes you say, well, me getting up going to this McDonald's job every day, you got to remind yourself why you're pushing hard to go to that job. Because you have a goal set forth. Everything big starts with something small. Hallelujah. Can you receive that today? Can you receive that today? Hallelujah. If you're not willing to start small, you can't start at all. Every baby goes through different things before they take out running. So I've heard that some people say, well, my baby never crawled. They just start walking. If that's so, then they scooted. They did something before they went into that walking stage. But most babies crawl before they walk. Before they run, they have to learn to walk. And if you can't start small, you can't start at all. The servant who kept telling Elijah nothing was happening finally saw something. It was just a tiny cloud, but it had great potential. It says your numbers are different. You know, I'm still saying that this stuff is in your body, but the numbers has changed a little bit. It's a little progress there. Tiny cloud, great potential. God loves to use things we think as insignificant. He used a boy's lunch to feed a multitude. He used a slingshot to bring down a giant. Come on now. He used a handful of clay to restore a blind man's eyesight. You can use a little job, a little money, or a little idea to bless you. Little clouds are indicators of what's coming ahead. Remember that. Little clouds is just indicators of what's coming. Hallelujah. God has chosen to use the things in your life, regardless of how small they are. It doesn't matter. But when God promises you something, he doesn't need anything big to make it happen. Often the change that impacts many starts with one individual. Pastor, you start in that church, and it looks like the flock. You got excited, and you're out here, and now every Sunday it looks like you got two or three. God doesn't need a big thing to get you started, to get you where he needs you to be. Hallelujah. Often the change that impacts many starts with that one individual. Whether it's an Esther, or whether it's a Paul, or even a Mother Teresa, or even a Billy Graham, God only needs one person who believes him and dares to step out on his word. Are you that person today? I want to be that person. I name and declare that I am that person. How about you? Will you join me on this Christian walk and be that person? That individual to just stand and believe and dare to step out on God's word. When God pours out his blessings upon you, you'll begin to see three things. The first one is you'll begin to see that your problems are just an opportunity for him to show himself strong on your behalf. Just another opportunity for him to show what he wants to do, what he can do, what he is doing on your behalf. According to 2 Chronicles 16:19 and the New King James Version. The second thing that you'll begin to see. You'll begin to see that his strength is made perfect in your weaknesses. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 12:9 said, his strength is made perfect in your weaknesses. That means when you let go, when you say, God, I surrender. I surrender it all. When you get out of the way, then his strength can be made perfect in your weaknesses. And then the third thing you begin to see when God pours out his blessings upon you is that you can reach a place where you actually begin to thank God for your enemies. You said, what? You begin to thank God for your enemies because God prepares a table and vindicates you right there in front of them, right in front of all of those who's been praying you down, praying that you don't succeed. He will rise you up. He will raise you up right in front of your enemies. He will prepare a table for you and vindicate you right in front of your enemies. Psalms 23:5. Hallelujah. I remind you, now as you read the daily devotions, as you go back and read through 1 Kings 18, ask God, God, what are you saying to me? Make it personable. What are you saying to me? And you'll be blessed with fresh insight every day. You'll be blessed with fresh insight every day. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your holiness. Thank you, Jesus, for your power. Thank you, Jesus, for your peace. We rejoice with you. And we thank you for your word. The word is going to set us free. The word that we're going to carry with us. And as we grow with the word, that same word is going to be the word, dear Father, that's going to keep us going, that we're going to share with someone else that is struggling on their way. And say, oh, I've already conquered that one. And I'm using it now to conquer everything in my life that comes up against me. God's word is good for one thing, it's good for all things. It's good in season and it's good out of season. God's word is real. God's word is alive. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I invite you to just take a moment and just repeat after me. He's the best friend that you're ever going to know. This is a personal relationship that I'm asking you to step and be bold and say that this is what I want. God, I want you in my life. God, I want to learn about you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let's just pray. Dear Father, my Father God, I believe that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and that you sent him that he walked this earth and that he bore my sins and he gave what no man could take. He gave his life because you loved me so much, God. And by his stripes, I'm already healed. God, I know I'm a sinner. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I know in order to get back to you, it's only one way, and that's through your Son, Jesus Christ. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus Christ is my Savior, and I confess of my sins. Come live inside of me, now and forevermore. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, God bless you. It is so important that you confess and tell someone of your decision to follow Christ. My ministry is Tri-Anointed Ministry. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I invite you to go back through the archives and just look through, find out some of the words. Start taking notes of things that's going to help you on your walk with Christ. I enjoy hearing from you guys. I'm so glad that God is a blessing and you're receiving His blessing in your life. And He's using just a servant just like me. A servant just like me. To pass the message on. I'm available for any resources that you may need. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can leave a message for me here at the Blog Talk Radio. Again, my name is Evangelist Von Dumas. That's D-U-M-E-S. And feel free to call in any night that we're available. It is 646-652-4916. I leave you tonight with a song that just says, be blessed. Be blessed. We should all remember that God wants us to be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And as we get the music, remember, any birthdays that you have, anyone that you have that you want to put on the prayer wall, I remind you, just send me the information. We'd be more than happy to put you on the prayer wall. We pray three times a day. We also want you to remember that we would love to go to nursing homes. You have someone in the city that just needs someone to come out and pray with them? Just let me know what city and state you're in. We will go on our knees and pray and find someone in that city and state just to go there and be with your loved ones, to pray with your loved ones. There's no distance that God doesn't have someone there waiting just to pray for you. So I remind you tonight as we sign off to just be blessed. Accept your blessing. God has a blessing for you. Accept the blessing that He has for you. And until we meet again, I say good night, one and all, again from Evangelist Von Dumas. We're signing off from Tri-Anointed Ministries. Good night.